This is Annabelle and Liv with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In some local news, Brisbane City Council are proposing a default one-hour parking limit in the inner city area, replacing the current two-hour general limit. The new limit would apply to all unmetered and unsigned parking spots in Brisbane Central Traffic Area, which covers the CBD, as well as suburbs including Spring Hill, West End, Fortitude Valley and South Brisbane. Locals are opposed to the proposal, voicing concerns about damage to local businesses, but the council says the change would increase turnover ahead of the 2032 Olympics.
In national news, One Nation leader Pauline Hanson has overtaken Anthony Albanese as Australia's preferred Prime Minister, according to a new national poll. The Sydney Morning Herald Resolve Political Monitor showed that Hanson leads with 33% of the preferred Prime Minister vote, with Albanese trailing on 29%. One Nation has climbed to 29% on the primary vote and now sits above the Labour Party at 28%. Meanwhile, the Coalition has dropped to 20%, its lowest ever recorded result. Resolve pollster Jim Reid said the shift reflects a broader change in voter behaviour and a widening of One Nation's supporter base.
The Reserve Bank Board is set to deliver its June interest rate decision this afternoon. Rates are widely forecast to be kept at 4.35% after three consecutive rate hikes this year. AMP Deputy Chief Economist Diana Musina told ABC News Channel this morning that the RBA did not need to, quote, rush and raise rates again. HSBC's economist Paul Bloxham said the ceasefire development in the Middle East should ease pressure on the RBA, but the challenge of inflation remains. The interest rate will be announced at 2:30 p.m.
In some good news for music lovers, rock band Australian Crawl are reuniting 40 years after they broke up. The original frontman James Raine will reunite with guitarist Simon Binks and drummer David Raine for shows in October and November. However, it cannot be a full reunion after Guy McDonough and Brad Robinson passed away in 1984 and 1996 respectively. They are best known for their hit songs The Boys Light Up and Reckless, Don't Be So, which came in at number 39 on Triple J's Hottest 100 of Australian Songs in 2025. Australian Crawl are playing over 10 shows across small venues in Australia and will be joined with a variety of performers.
In international news, British Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer has announced he will ban social media sites for under-16s and impose restrictions on gaming and live streaming platforms. This comes after Australia brought in a ban for under-16s last year as awareness grows for the mental health impacts of social media on adolescents. The opposition leader, Kemi Badenoch, is supportive of the ban, posting on X that it was, quote, an important step in helping parents protect childhood for children. However, concerns arise whether the ban can be effective as children find ways around it and end up in more unregulated.
Brisbane is partly cloudy, currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The perfect weather for snorkeling, which is some swimmingly good news as today is World Sea Turtle Day.
That's totally cool, Liv. We should celebrate. That's all for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
All right. Hey, thank you for that. And welcome. I never thought I'd be playing Australian Crawl here on Workers Power, but
40 years after they broke up.
Well, yeah, I thought because you announced it, I thought I'd find one of their tracks. And beautiful people. It's one of their classic tracks that you didn't mention. And one of the lines here, listen out for it. It's all about the gentrification back in the day. And the line goes, the house is full of... No, yeah, it'll be there. Something about the house is full of plants and the garden is full of furniture. It's a really good line. Anyway, I can't remember. I set myself up for failure there. But this song is from Australian Crawl, one of their seminal favourites. For those that really like it, I think I've grown up. 40 years ago, like this is from my teens. Anyhow, here we go. Great sharing the news here on Workers' Power on 4ZZZ.
Got some friends who just flew in from LA, yeah. catching the pie. You two will be bold. They won't admit it, but they make love in the dark.
Look out! This track comes with a language warning.
And welcome back to Workers' Power here on 4ZZZ. My name is Bill and I use the he, him pronouns.
I'm Jackson, I use they, them.
Sophie, she, they.
And yes, thank you to the Zedlines for bringing us all up to date with the recycled music industry.
Mm.
Yeah, bands from my youth are coming back. And the music that we played, since Zedlines, we started out, we had beautiful people from Australian Crawl. And Danny helped me out a little bit here and, you know, helped save the bit of face here. No one can ever understand what James Rain is singing, the singer from Australian Crawl. And Narelle says, pretty sure the Zeds were playing this 40 years ago. Thank you, Narelle. They would, yes. They would have been playing Australian Crawl here on 4ZZZ back in the day. Okay, prior to Zed Lines, we started out the bracket with On the Seventh Day from Sophie Nishizawa. And then it was, we heard The Big Train from the Bulga Hard Rock crew. And then we had the interview with Cal. And then after that was Gorindia and their track Running Out of Time. And then we had the Barassi Line, Street Legal. Have you ever heard of the Barassi Line?
No.
It's a fictional line that runs. It runs from about the Victorian New South Wales border to the Gulf of Carpentaria, right? And everywhere above the line is rugby league territory. Everywhere below the line is AFL territory.
Yeah.
Now, remind me, there's another line. There's another cultural or societal line that I was reminded of.
The Palmy Palmer line?
Well, okay. Yeah, there could be one for that. There's also, down in Sydney, there's the Red Rooster line. All right?
Oh, I've heard about that. Yeah.
And so there's a line that goes, from about Baulkham Hills down to Sutherland, down to Cronulla. Right, and everything to the east, there's hardly any Red Rooster stores, and on the west there's a lot of Red Rooster stores. Mm. And what they say is that they used to call it the Latte Line, but it's in the modern thing it's called the Red Rooster Line down in Sydney. And so it's east versus west, rich versus poor. Mm. Or back in the day it was Fibros versus Silvertails. Because all the Fibros lived out in the west. We all had Fibro houses out in the west of Sydney.
Oh, Fibreboard.
Yeah. Anyhow, these are some cultural terms for you.
I'm still convinced that Red Roosters are front for organised crime because you never see anyone.
There's some businesses you see like that.
Oh, I love a Red Rooster. Oh, sometimes you want a roast chicken and not a fried chicken, you know.
Yeah.
Now that we're on the topic, I am really partial to their dinner box.
Oh, yeah.
I really, really, because it's got I love my veggies, you see, and yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, we got.
Yeah, you don't get roast veggies from any other fast food store.
It's
a bizarre little thing. You get a fast food roast dinner. That's not a thing that you see anywhere else. It's quite nice.
It sort of
follows on from the traditional, like, carvery, I guess.
Yeah,
you'd
yeah,
call
I
it.
love yeah. a carvery. Jeez, it's been interesting, but we've gone a bit off topic.
Yeah. We're not paid by Red Rooster, by the way.
yeah, yeah.